Raindrops keep falling on my head.
Plop, plop.
And that doesn't mean the... I don't know the words.
My eyes will still be dead and mulled. Mulled wine. Something like that. It's fucking raining.
It is so miserable.
It is fucking raining. And Buzz Lightyear is gay. Did you guys know that?
Alex just told us before we started recording.
Blew our mind. We're like all ready for a normal podcast. And we somehow we got onto the...
Well, apparently I'm dressed like Woody is actually how we got
Tom's
there.
Dressed like Woody if he grew up on Oxford Street in the movie Pleasantville.
Okay.
You know how that's black and white?
Yeah.
You have the plainest colors. You're like, you're like Keith Urban at a crop circle. I don't know what the fuck's going on with your outfit.
Keith Suburban.
But it's like, Steve Suburban. It's like 50 Shades of Dirt is your flannel right now.
I do like browns.
It's cool. Like, I like it. I'm not saying you look bad.
Okay.
So anyway, we started calling him Woody. What do I look like, by the way? Tell me if you want
to. You look more like Buzz Lightyear, to be honest. And she's wearing some kind of fucking 80s gymnastics outfit.
80s gymnastics outfit. So we start talking about Woody and Toy Story. Alex comes in and goes, Tom's saying, I hope they do all the backstories for Woody.
Yeah, I was saying I'm surprised they haven't done a Buzz Lightyear backstory film already and then done a Woody backstory one. It just seems like...
And one for Sid.
Yeah.
One for the Bo Peep.
That's just content, baby.
One for the pig. Yeah, I'd see them all. We'll explore what all those backstories plots could be in a second. And then Alex, they might not now because apparently Buzz Lightyear's origin story didn't do too well. And Alex is like, that's because he's gay. It's because he kissed a dude in it.
And he said, don't like that. That doesn't rate.
Alex, you can talk.
He might not have said that bit.
Yeah. So I'm looking it up now. It says, Oklahoma Theater posted Lightyear gay kiss warning.
the Bible Belt of America would not like that.
I reckon it would have been like a Purge style warning as well. Like,
but to be fair to the writers, there's nothing gayer than astronauts. Going up to the moon in a cock-shaped rocket with nine other dudes.
Penetrating the atmosphere.
Seriously, but are we wrong? Looking for that black hole.
Space where nobody can hear you come. But the weird thing about that, I hadn't heard that. Buzz Lightyear's gay, but it's an origin story. I don't think he was gay in the films.
Yeah.
Doesn't he hit on women?
Definitely. Yeah. He has the love story with, I think he is Bo Peep. And Woody's got, Woody's Bo Peep.
Bo Peep.
Buzz gets Jesse, mate. Not Jesse, the other one. Fuck. Bowler Bunny?
I don't know.
Yeah. I think pretty sure they're in a love triangle with Woody. I haven't seen the first two in a while. But yeah, so we don't know what the kiss is. We haven't seen the movie. It might just be a platonic. Maybe he's playing rugby. And have a good win there in the
nice
shower.
Slap on the butt.
Slap on
nice
the butt. Little kiss on the cheek. Yeah. Kiss on the lips with a bit of tongue. La, 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 la. So, do you have a picture of the kiss for us, Alex?
I'm desperately trying to find it.
I reckon that makes me want to watch it a bit more.
A bit more. I'm interested.
It gives another layer I wasn't ready for.
I'm interested. You know who co-wrote the prequel Buzz's story?
Who's that?
J.K. Rowling. So, she's like, would, by the way,
you gotta check
Buzz is gay now.
Yep.
With Dumbledore.
That would be a cool crossover.
That would be a great crossover.
Man, the writers really went out there to not make the cowboy gay. That seems like a trope that could have been explored. But I guess they flipped it.
They flipped it.
A guy called Woody, are you kidding?
Too easy. They're like, too easy.
Too easy.
Too easy.
Okay, I found it on the Daily Mail. It's now saying that what it was not Lightyear, but two female gay couple, they're kissing and they're...
Oh, that's even better. Worse,
maybe.
Kind of
disappointed.
Yeah, I'm a bit disappointed.
Maybe I won't see it.
Yeah.
I want to see Buzz Lightyear in space shooting loads and they're floating around the place. How's that work? How's that work in space?
Wait,
do your loads just float?
So there's a trigger warning for two female cartoon characters kissing. Oklahoma's a sad place.
Yeah.
If you need a trigger warning for
aren't
that.
Aren't they famous for a musical?
Yeah.
Does it get gay? I mean, wow.
So yeah, guys, go check out Buzz Lightyear in cinemas now.
Yep, we're sponsored by them.
But what we were going to talk about, we've just decided, prequel for every Toy Story character. Okay. So what would Woody's be? If we're going down the same route, what if it's Brokeback Mountain?
But with him.
But with him.
That'd be cool.
That'd be a bit cool.
Like a literal scene for scene remake with puppets.
Or
they're not puppets.
Or I'm big into Yellowstone. So they just rip off Yellowstone. And Woody's like a ranch farmer in Montana. He's like, good. Get off my land. And then he ends up killing too many people. He has to go hide out. He's in witness protection or something.
Yeah.
In the toy cupboard.
I like that.
Okay. So that's Woody's done. Tick.
How would that Slinky Dog, I can't think of his name.
Slinky Dog.
How did he become Slinky? Imagine he wasn't always. Like, it was like a really traumatic event, like a Marley and Me type story, but they stitched him together with springs.
I like that. Or like a human centipede type story.
Yeah.
Wait. What if his original owner was heaped into the show Cat Dog and watched that on acid, right, and then he looked and he saw his dog and his cat, and he's fucking... No, he's on bath salt. He's on the bad ones.
Yep.
And he's watching Cat Dog, and he sees the dog, and he sees his cat, and he's like, I can do it.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, then his girlfriend comes back halfway in between. He's just cut his dog in half, guillotine, boom, cat in half, boom.
Yep.
And she works at a Slinky factory.
Perfect.
So that's how he got his... That's his origin story.
That's good.
But then that's kind of early on in the movie, and then it's like a coming of age triumph. He's got to learn to live with being a slinky dog. At first, everyone bullies him. He's at school, whatever. And he realizes it can be an advantage. He ends up saving the president's life.
Wow.
I don't know how.
And he's also, there's a really cool scene where he's on one of those bendy buses that bends in the middle, but he can stand on the front and the back.
And the back. Yeah. And all the kids from the school hang on to him. And it's the bus from Speed 3.
Yes.
I like it. Is that with Keanu Reeves?
Yep.
Yeah, Keanu Reeves is in it again too. Mm-hmm. Okay, so that's a pretty cool origin story.
Okay, there's the dinosaur.
Oh, so he's the dinosaur that's scared of everything.
Mm.
So how does he get scared of everything? I think it's going to have to start off, he's not scared of everything.
Ooh.
Do you know what I mean?
Maybe he was in the original Jurassic Park.
I like that.
Park.
Mm.
But
is he the one who ate the dude on the toilet?
Yeah.
Okay, he's him.
And then, yeah.
And then Fritzl kidnaps him.
Oh my God. Wow.
I don't know.
And then
that
he finds out what real terror is.
That's why he becomes all scared.
Oh my gosh.
That's why he becomes
all
scared.
Sad. Yeah, okay.
That's why he becomes all scared.
Now that makes sense.
Okay, so that's those characters done. Bo Peep.
Bo Peep.
She's like the love interest, the hottie. So, and she's got a flock of sheep. I feel like we're going to do an empowering feminist type one where she's the only female shepherd in the land.
In New Zealand or something.
In New Zealand or something. And they're like, oh no, shepherds have got to be men. And she's like, oh, I'm fucking good with sheep. Don't worry.
Like a Billy Elliot style thing.
So
she starts ballet.
I don't think we're doing ballet. I think we're doing role gender.
I know what you're doing.
Or she was a prostitute. Okay. If you want to make
like
it stupid,
yeah.
I'm thinking of like actual plots. If you just want to be a fuckhead.
Prostitute.
If you just want to be a fuckhead,
no,
okay. Okay, what about Mr. Potato Head?
Oh. Maybe all his family became like delicious foods.
Or could we do like an ugly duckling type thing here? All his family are actually, I want to say apple heads.
Are they better potatoes?
No, but I was going to do sweet potato, but then I'm like, that's too similar.
Mm.
I'm saying apple.
Nice.
Dad's apple. Mum's a sweet potato.
Oh, so they're different fruits. I see what you're doing.
Yeah, mum's a sweet potato. All the kids are sort of apples or sweet potatoes. He's just a potato.
Yeah, that's rough.
Mailman, potato.
Oh.
Yeah, you'll get where I'm going with this.
That's hard.
So it's like an ugly duckling type thing. Why is he the only potato when his whole family is full of apples? Or something like that, do you know what I mean? I don't have the right vegetable yet, maybe. What's a good vegetable? A parsnip or something? What's it better than a potato? What do you think?
Pumpkin.
Pumpkinhead, yeah. The family of pumpkin heads and he's
and
a
he's
potato.
A
that's the one.
Potato,
Mom's a pumpkin, dad's a pumpkin head.
Tom, you might have a role.
Yeah,
Tom's
I can play
a pumpkin
one.
Head.
Yeah. That'd be cool. My breakout role.
Yeah, and so he's got like a high school thing, living with being a potato head. When
how's
all
he
his
start putting
pumpkins.
His weird facial features on? How's that come about?
He's trying to disguise himself.
Oh.
That's how that
I'm
happens.
Not a potato, I'm a man.
Yes! He goes to live in the human world because he can't handle the pumpkin world.
So it's basically elf.
It's elf.
Yeah.
I would watch all of these.
Mm. All right, what have you been up to? We should
write for Pixar. I've always thought that. Oh, yeah, we should get into the thing. Well, it's been fucking raining here. We've got another flood. Guys, so I haven't been doing a lot. I went out with some friends on Friday night. A few of the usual suspects. My fantasy football team, we had a league. We had a research and development meeting.
What the hell is that?
Because season starts in 2 months, so we needed to like research and develop the rules, like punishments. We're still waiting on Justin. He come last 2 years ago, so we're still waiting on his sexy calendar he has to make for the boys.
Oh, Justin isn't a doer.
It's going to be good, but when he gets that done,
someone needs
you
to
know
do
that's
going to
be good. A few punishments they need to do, or they're going to get docked some points, which you do not want. Elliot's still got to do a choreographed dance to a song, which I feel like he should have done.
I feel like he would love the attention.
I think he didn't have it ready last time. I think he goes, it's 80%. I want it to be 100 for you boys.
That's great.
We'll talk to him about it
next week.
Next week.
Yeah.
Big Elliot's coming on the podcast, guys.
Be good. Talk about going to Vegas to get married, which would be interesting. He's doing the Elvis wedding thing.
Yeah, he's getting married in Vegas later this month. So we're going to talk to him about all things Elvis, wedding, and dancing.
Maybe we can get him to do the dance.
Mm.
His punishment will film it.
No, the boys have to see it. The boys have to see it.
We'll get a little taste.
We a little taste. Yeah, we'll get a little taste. At least find out what song he's going to do it to.
Yeah.
If I had to guess, I'm thinking, I don't feel like dancing would be a good one. Do you know what I mean? Good. Like, that's pretty on the nose.
I wouldn't mind a bit of Livin' La Vida Loca.
Oh, who would it?
Dun, 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 dun.
Champagne and a misa-missa, and a man and a to the moon. Buzz Lightyear is gonna fly his spaceship to the moon.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Hope he doesn't kiss a dude on the way he's going to two. He's got lips like a balloon. I'm trying to say balloon and baboon at the same time.
Ba-ba-balloon.
Baba balloon, upside inside out, living the vida loca.
What a song.
Yeah, anyway.
That's a party end.
So, yeah, we curled up, made some rules for the new fantasy season.
Yeah, what are the new rules? What's the punishment?
And we played some bowling.
What's the punishment this year?
We don't know yet, actually. We're still waiting on a few punishments, so we're not sure what the exact punishment will be. We've got the one from last year was... There's this character, he's an ex-NFL player called Tim Tebow. Have you ever heard of him? Loves God. He's famous for loving God. Staying a virgin until he was like 26, 25. And he was like the man in college, so he could have done it too. He could have done stuff. Anyway, releases a book about life and God and thing. And whoever came last has to read it on live stream. And we can chime in whenever we want. We can jump in and watch him reading it out loud to us or go and sleep. So
that's funny.
It should be fun.
That is a bad punishment.
Oh yeah, definitely. So we don't know what this year is. We probably should have covered that. I feel like I don't know what we're talking about, but yeah.
I thought that was one of your few tasks for this meeting.
No, there's a lot that goes into it, boys. There's a lot.
That's funny.
What'd you do, Tom?
I went to Newcastle, visited the mother.
MILF alert.
Yeah. Pretty low key. Just fucking chilling it.
Love Newey. We love Newey.
Yeah, it's pretty good. Didn't get to go op shopping or vintage shopping, which is one of the best things to do there. There's some damn good op shops, aren't
there? Yeah, there are. What about you, Alex? What'd you get up to this weekend?
Not a whole lot either. I've kind of had a bit of a cold. Seems to be going well.
You know what's good for a cold? Some warm beverage.
Ooh.
Rhymes with gold. Gulled fine.
Speaking of, actually, while
mulled wine, I'm getting at mulled wine.
Last week we did talk about a follow up song, and
did he bring it? Did he send it to us?
Has sent us.
Yes.
This is from Scott Lawson. He has sent Feeding Time. Remember we mentioned that?
Oh, Feeding Time.
We mentioned
Can
it.
Can we
after.
Play mulled wine again and then go into Feeding Time? So we got. I feel like it's kind of like Evie, you know, Evie Part One, and then Feeding Time's okay, Part let me Two. Find it. I think that was. We did a mulled. So we've got three mulled wine songs. We have our improvised mulled wine song. We have Scotty's nicer, pitch perfect mulled wine song. And now we've got the final
Feeding Time
chapter. Feeding Time.
All right. So this is the first one Scotty did.
Yep.
This one's all yours, Alex. Mulled wine. Goes on to dates exactly the same. Turns out they're friends. Alex was getting some, but now it's none.
Beautiful. So that's
that was the first installment.
Alex's mulled wine dates.
So now Scott has sent this one through. Part two, it's Feeding Time teaser. He's actually done full band on this one.
He's played
all the instruments himself.
I love that. Hold it up for people so you don't have
to.
It's just audio. Okay.
Yep. Okay.
I'm excited for this.
Listen. It's,
look out, boys. It's Feeding Time. Whatever happened to the mold wine? Lost in time, it's feeding time. Just to recap, he had two dates, both the same, both gone to waste. They plotted a plan to catch him out. He had a third, but that went south. Now he frothed from the mouth, hot tea and grapes. What a state, Alex on dates. Watch your heart, he has more fun. Watch behind, it's feeding time. I said, watch your heart, he has more fun. Watch behind, it's feeding time.
That was fucking sick.
How good is
that? That is fucking sick. We need to add that to the soundboard. Oh my fucking goodness.
So good, eh?
What was the last lyrics? He's got no behind it, feeding time.
You can read them if you'd like.
I would love to analyze these lyrics. Let's do a little fucking analyzing of lyrics. Oh, I love it that it was like a plot of a film. You know how the girls get together and they realize he's doing the same day and then they're like, I'm not sure whose Feeding Time was, but we'll analyze the lyrics first, find out. Whatever happened to the mulled wine, lost in time, it's Feeding Time. Just to recap, he had two dates, both the same, both gone to waste. This is like fucking deep, bro. Wow. Deep. They had a plan to catch him out. He had a third, but that went south. Now he froths from the mouth, hot tea and grapes. What a state. Alex on dates. This is a bit I was interested in. Watch your hind. He has mulled wine. This is making you a bit of a predator. Thoughts so far, Alex?
It's all right. It's artistic.
It's artistic. Yeah, you get it. Yeah. Watch behind. It's feeding time. I said, watch behind. He has mulled wine. Watch behind. It turns into a serial killer SVU episode, doesn't it? It's like I'm picturing it as soon as he gets that mulled wine into him. He gets like the eyes going. He starts sniffing and following him around the pool table. Oh no, Alex is on the mulled wine again.
Oh no, hide.
Thoughts, Alex?
I have to write a fucking comeback. I wish I knew more about this motherfucker.
Oh yeah.
I'll give you his Instagram if you want to deep dive him and get a rebuttal.
Or you could just do a rebuttal from your mulled wine journey. True. Do you know what I mean? You could just keep the journey going.
Yeah. I'll forward this to you.
Also, okay, we can give him the title. What would be a good follow up to It's Feeding Time?
Maybe like he wakes up the next day and it's that regret, like after the feeding time, like a bit of remorse.
Yeah, but that's not really a good song, the remorse. Do you know what I mean? Okay, you're saying that's the plot.
Well, it needs
but
a plot,
I think
right?
It needs to be from his perspective because we've got this outsider's perspective. What if we get him from his? Maybe it's like a, I don't want to say a backstory prequel like Buzz Lightyear, but his dad used to make mulled wine for his mum, and that's like how they fell in love that's or something how he like got that. Conceived, you know what I mean?
Cause his dad,
and so yeah. that's like his thing. Or, you know what I mean? Mulled wine's the fruit of love for him.
Yeah,
you know
what I mean? I love a good love song, so.
Yeah, turn into a love song. Turn it from an SVU episode to a love song. That's your challenge. That's your
challenge, yeah.
That's your challenge.
That's funny.
Yeah, and speaking of music, guys, Frenchie and the Talent album out Ooh. Today. What's it called, Alex? Do you know what it's called?
It is called All Bangers, No Trash.
10 points to Gryffindor.
Ooh.
All Bangers, No Trash. We're not going to play you any of the songs. You guys should go and stream them yourself. But we are going to play a game with Tom. I'm going to read out the song titles from the whole album, and you've got to guess what they're about. Wrong answers only.
Okay.
You know, like one of those memes, one of those trends.
Mm-hmm.
Let me get my phone. Where the fuck? There it is. There it is. If you haven't seen the picture of the album artwork, can you describe it from Tom?
So it's Frenchie in a bath with a bunch of uncircumcised penises.
And they're sausages.
Oh, sausages. I thought it was something else.
Okay, All Bangers and Track. Trash. Number one, Goon. What's it about?
It's about an old-time mobster called Frankie the Stink. And he used to go around and he'd have this real stink about him because he murdered so many people. He kind of smelt like blood and sausages, actually.
And that's correct. Oh, we said wrong answers only. Okay, Hot Bogan Son, what's that about?
It's about the bushfire tragedy of a few years ago.
That is so fucking funny. Not for people who lost their homes, but holy shit.
It was weird you wrote a song about that.
That is weird. So that's the subliminal message of that song. Three, track title. Howdy, howdy, let's get rowdy. What's it about?
That was Woody's backstory, wasn't it? Yeah. Yeah, it was a song about
that was the title.
How he was definitely straight growing up.
Yeah, that was this title of the Woody's backstory, the prequel, yeah. Mm. They did a song for it, like Lady Gaga, how she does songs. Okay, Bricky's Piano, what's that song about?
Bricky's Piano. So Bricky was, not many people know this, Elton John's understudy, and he actually taught him a lot of the music he played. So Bricky's Piano is about how he never got the credit for Tiny Dancer.
Oh, that was fuck. This is gonna be a better album. I need to re-break all these songs. Okay, track number five, titled Jimmy Fallon.
I think it was a love song.
No, maybe.
How the late night host Jimmy Fallon inspired your comedy career. you were a teacher, and you went into the staff room, and an episode of Jimmy Fallon was on. And you were like, it was like your moment. You jumped on top of the desk.
Yep.
And you were like, I'm not doing this anymore. I'm going to be like Jimmy Fallon.
I'm going to be like Jimmy Fallon. And then I write him letters and he spat in my face or something. Yeah, like a full journey. Okay. Punch, darts, break hearts. Number six.
So it's about a guy who would always play darts in the pub. He only had one leg. And
that's visual.
Instead of standing in front of the dartboard, he'd have to stand really far to the right because of his one leg. He kind of had a lean, but he was one of the greatest pub dartsmen of the 20th century.
Okay, also called Bricky, was he?
Did he have a piano? Yeah, he was called Bricky as well.
Track number seven, Football Drunk.
Football Drunk. It's actually it's like a style of playing soccer. So some people pretend to be sober while they play. Some people like a certain style. It's kind of like how Warnie had the spin.
Okay.
Some people have like a drunken style, so it's unpredictable, you know, on the field.
Okay. We will do two more, but you are fucking killing it. Let's say number 13 is called Zoop Up.
Zoop Up. That's actually a full scat song Frenchie's created. Zoop up, 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 up. It's inspired by that method of performance. There's no instruments on that one. It's all Frenchie.
Okay, and last one, number nine, My Favorite Train Wreck.
Ah, yes. There was a train wreck back in Germany. I think it was 1904. It was in
taking it very literally, are you?
Yeah, it was in Zlublu, and many people died. But that's Frenchie's favourite. I'm not sure why. A lot of women and children.
And you are correct. Can you play the applause button for him because he nailed that trend?
It's not easy to play.
Okay, don't bother. Don't bother.
Whee! Thank you. Good times. What stories have we got, big boy?
I gotta take off my beanie. How's my hair, Tom? Is it all right?
Oh yeah, it's really nice.
Okay, thanks.
You got platypus on your socks.
Oh nice.
That's cute.
Thanks, bro. You're cute.
Oh, your socks are matching your clothes again today. I see what's going on here.
Yeah, bro. I'm dripping up. Don't worry about me. Oh well, that's
just checking his hairline and he is not happy with the results. Not,
am I ever happy? You never look up and be like, oh, my hairline's improved since last time I saw it.
Should I play the jingle?
Yeah.
Tom and Finch's trending news. Oh my.
Frenchie's okay. Still looking at his hairline.
Well, worry about yourself, mate. It's most of people are listening audio, Lee, so they don't need to know.
I like them to know how vain you are as well.
It's not vain trying to have nice hair for the video watchers. They want Sounds me to look vain. Sexy. They want me to look sexy. Okay?
Go for it. You don't have to wait for him to do his hair.
Yeah, it will be a while. Just go for it.
All right. Have you guys seen on TikTok there are blokes going to see Minions 2 wearing full suits to show if the respect it deserves?
I fucking have. This is the greatest trend ever.
I don't know. I guess I've...
How did it start?
It starts because Minions such a meme.
But like, is there something in the first Minions? So Minions of the Rise of Gru. Where all the Minions wear suits and go to a movie or something?
No, I think it's because it's such a meme. It's like ironic to watch it.
And it's
so they're just stepping it up to be like, you got to dress up to watch this masterpiece.
And guys, it's all lads. So it's like frat houses. It's like 30, 50 people from frat houses going. You're getting videos of them going up the escalators in nice, like, race day suits.
Yeah, it's like the new races. You just go to watch Minions.
Yeah, it's so fucking hilarious. And I've seen some where they're, like, moshing at the front of the of the screen. They had to call the cops and shit. There was one we saw. They snuck in bananas. They snuck into, what would you call them?
Wheelie bins
of bananas to eat while watching the movie. It's
because I think Minions like bananas. Is that a thing?
I guess they wear suits. No, Gru wears a suit.
No, I'm talking about bananas. Do the Minions like bananas or is it just because it's yellow?
I don't know. I guess I've not seen them.
I
don't get the trend at all, but I'm getting old. Well, I know I don't really going to get any trends, so you just fucking embrace it. Be like, okay, that's the thing that's happening now. Let's just fucking get around it.
What was the meme movie when we were younger?
Oh, good question. That we all had to go see as
like
a meme?
Hate Watch. I guess it was like Twilight and shit.
Like there's nothing where you'd get all the boys to go and see something as for the lols.
I feel like it would have been funny. Twilight would have been funny to dress up as like vampires with all the boys and go watch Twilight. That would have been funny.
Anything where everyone dresses up is just hilarious.
And if it's like universally seen as something kind of cringe.
Yeah, like a Frozen or something. Go watch that. What was a meme movie? That's a good question. But like, should we try it for something else? Get all the boys together?
I'm trying to think, what would you do it for?
I guess you could do Buzz and go a spaceman.
Go in arseless chaps for Buzz. No, I don't know.
There you go. Well, we're going to see Elvis, so we'll see if we're going to dress up for it. Is there anything else in that article?
No, I just found that they're calling themselves the Gentle Minions.
Gentle Minions.
That's funny. I'm
sure someone listening will know how this trend started. Please let us know in the comments of the YouTube video. Maybe there is no start. Just someone did it.
No, it's just what I said.
It's funny.
It's just funny to be ironic.
Yeah.
Isn't it ironic?
No. I didn't know how the rest of the song goes. How's it going?
No, that's how it goes.
Don't you think? Is it a little too ironic? Just making you sing. It's like mild wine on a wedding day.
Alex is already over it.
No, he likes it. He likes it.
Alex, you should do a gig where you only play the mulled wine song and we'll come in suits to show it the respect.
Yeah. For an hour. But they never have the drop. Just mulled wine. Mulled mulled wine.
We should do karaoke. That would be fun.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And do our.
Write that down. It's a good idea.
And do improv songs to famous.
Yeah, yeah.
That actually funny. Would be funny.
Yeah, let's do it.
Improvise songs to famous karaoke yeah. songs. Should we try one now?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, what song?
So let's say we're doing karaoke and people are like, oh, that song's on. I'm excited to see these boys do it.
Uh-huh. Do you have a go-to karaoke?
Like, what's a hack one? Like a Journey, Don't Stop Believing, or Bon Jovi. Nah, Bon Jovi's a hack one too. Living on a Prayer, okay.
Living on a Prayer.
So let's say hypothetically.
Apparently I've searched this before.
Oh, I think we've done it on the podcast before.
All right, here we go.
Yeah, we have. This is a hard one to do. But it doesn't have to be in time to their words. I think it'd be funny if we just do our own, yeah. like.
Just improv.
Yeah.
Don't even look at
okay.
it.
No I'm not problem. Even looking at it. This one's for you, Barn and Jovi. I love you both. Yeah. You ever feel like going to the moon? Well, I went there. Me and Neil Armstrong. I'm Buzz Aldrin, motherfucker. Yeah. Buzzy bee, buzzy bee. Sting, sting like a bee. Muhammad Ali in the hive. Queen bee, Beyonce, Kanye. Fuck Beyonce, I got proof. Yeah, prove I don't. You can't suck my dick, Kanye.
Hey, you brought the wrong Armstrong. It's me, Neil Armstrong. I've only got one nut.
Yeah, that's Lance.
Took lots of drugs and then I rode my bike.
Ride, ride, ride in the bike.
One nut.
Singular testicle.
You gotta hold on to my one nut.
Yeah.
Doesn't make a difference if you got two or not.
We're not there yet, but I love that you went into it anyway.
I committed. All right, here we go.
Hold on to my one nut. Doesn't make a difference if we've got two or not. We've got each other. I've got one nut.
For love.
For love.
I'll give it a shot.
Oh, I've got one nut.
Oh! All right, there's something we can do. Imagine doing that to a pub of people who have no idea that you're doing that. It'd be really funny.
It started as a Buzz Aldrin rap about Beyonce and Kanye having sex.
I didn't know Lance Armstrong
with one nut, but straight face. Mm. Straight face.
Yeah.
And then when it finishes, he's like, just like you've just crushed it. Yep. Like.
Mic drop.
I hope, and then but say something like, oh, I hope no one else was going to do that song.
Well, mic drop, follow that, bitch.
Follow yeah. that, bitch.
Or just unplug the mic and be like, I think tonight's over.
Tonight's over.
Like, you can't top that and just start tonight, packing up.
Tonight's over.
Or during the song,
I just finished karaoke.
Yeah, yeah.
Sorry, guys.
What's your next story?
Robert Irwin. This is a pedestrian title, as you tell.
Oh, we love this.
Robert Irwin starred in his first ever fashion shoot, and he, a long lost Hemsworth brother.
And I'm here for it.
And I'm here for it.
And I'm here for it.
Why?
And we stand.
Oh God, they're bad articles. We stand.
So, Robert Irwin, fashion shoot.
Yep, first fashion
shoot. Down the runway?
No, just for a magazine. I'll get the pictures up.
Oh, they just took sexy pictures of him. Oh, maybe Justin can get some ideas for his calendar.
Oh, that's pretty hot.
It's not like he's shirtless or nothing. He's got a nice maroon shirt on. He does look fucking hot.
Yeah.
Look at that jawline.
Yeah, handsome lad.
Look at that hairline. Damn. Sneak Pete. He's just looking normal. He's just got clothes just on. He's got a collar on.
Nice headshots in the farm.
Yeah, good hair.
Stop mentioning the hair.
Good jaw. I don't know what else to say about him. He's just looking like a normal little hot boy.
That's right. Pedestrian
that.
A bit sus. He's just turned 18. I'm
pretty
sure.
Shit.
Yeah.
I didn't even think about that. Yo, Nikki Webster just turned 18. Let's break her.
She was
home
on the cover of Zoo magazine probably before then.
Don't say that.
She was 14.
Don't. Well, Robert has been on the cover of Zoo magazine since he was 5. Taronga Zoo. Here we go.
Australia Zoo, maybe?
No, but he's a good looking dude. That's but like, oh wait, I'm gonna read this article for you guys because I just saw a line that knowing he's just 18, he's better be tactful about this, okay? Okay, let's say I'm an underskilled writer for Pedestrian Magazine.
Checks out.
Okay, I'm going to do it in their voice. Robert Irwin starred in his first ever fashion shoot, and is he a long-lost Hemsworth brother? Yes, that's right. You did read Robert Irwin and long-lost Hemsworth brother in the same sentence. The National Treasure starred in first ever fashion shoot with Stella Magazine, and all we can say is, crikey.
Oh, my God.
Take a squiz for yourself. Tell us we're lying.
God.
That jawline and brooding stare, that perfectly coiffed, dirty blonde hair. Little Dr. Seuss in there.
Yeah, wow.
Like that. Stella was so right for saying this is Robert Irwin as we've never seen him before. This ellipses perfectly encapsulate how I'm feeling about this situation. This is so fucking thirsty. Dude. And I want to Google it to see who wrote it, see if they're an old woman.
Yes. They won't be.
The little freckles poking through that glowing sun-kissed complexion. Jesus. Please, for the love of God, can someone drop this man's skincare routine?
Oh my God, this is gross.
His superbly curved Cupid's bow and perfectly chiseled nose.
This person's really wanking to this.
Slightly furrowed. Yeah, what if it... Yeah, slightly furrowed brow might be, dude. Even his ears are beautifully formed. I'm not quite sure how to feel. You are sure how you feel?
Yeah, horny as fuck, dude. Damping up that chair you're riding. Yeah,
you're like Tom's mum's after a few reds.
Yeah, dude.
As stunning as the entire fashion shoot was, one fit knocked the absolute wind out of me. Stop talking about it. Just say he
fucking
wore,
slow
he wore
news
a
day.
Few clothes and he looked pretty good. Like, good on you. Promote the stylish to editor-in-chief of Vogue. Anna Wintour has a good run, but can you imagine where the magazine would go with this kind of vision guiding it? Sorry, Britney Spears and Justin Timberlake. You may think your 2001 double denim moment at the AMAs was the most iconic chambray ensemble the world has ever seen. But young Robert Irwin has eaten you TF up.
Bro, the skill of this writer to take nothing and turn it into 1,000 words.
It's still going. They must have a word count. That pop collar? That wee thumb poking out the pocket?
Wow.
JT could simply never. Oh, my fucking goodness. That is so
Can we
thirsty.
See who wrote this?
So it'll be at the top, will it?
Maybe down the bottom.
I couldn't find it there unless we've got to go all the way top? Back through the other one. By Isabel Corbett. Isabella, shout out Isabella Corbett. You're our new favorite writer because you need to get laid though, for real. You need to get fucking laid.
Stick to Harry Potter fan fictions.
Oh yeah, Twilight. She's got a crush on Neville. You know this sort of person has a crush on her. We're gonna check her LinkedIn. And a Twitter.
Oh, no picture.
Oh, no picture. Curtin University. At least she's young enough to be thirsting over him if she goes to uni. Or maybe she just
I'd
went
I'd say
there.
They put their university there. Oh, here we go.
She's selling a cat, so... What the fuck? Is that banner Pauline Hanson?
I will survive to some people's disgust. Is that like a pro Pauline Hanson or an anti Pauline Hanson?
This chick's a wild card. If I don't root a British man when I'm in the UK and make him say, please, sir, may I have some more pussy or even be a good egg and toss us some more pussy, ma and pa dead, I'm going to be a bit disappointed in it.
Like that's that. Some likes as well.
Yeah, she's cooking. I'm for her. And I stand.
Frenchie started to talk like her.
And I stand. Good on you, Isabella. Thank you for that lovely article. Yeah, she's too old to be writing that.
Yeah, pretty good job writing it with one hand, though.
Oh, no, I've got sticky keys.
Oh, that was great. I love reading pedestrians articles.
That was a good one. Thank she you really for that. Made something out of nothing.
Yeah, well done. Literally, it was a four pictures of the most normal.
It's just a photo shoot.
Just a photo shoot. Nothing like naked about it. I see Josh. We see our tool manager, Josh Cunning, do that every fucking night. Tom takes those photos for him every fucking before every show.
Yeah, I'm just as horny.
Shout out Josh Cunning.
All right, what's next?
Often some more offbeat news. In an age-old ritual, Mexican mayor weds an alligator to secure abundance for village.
Weds an alligator?
To secure...
an abundance?
Abundance. Yeah, so this, if I had to guess, which I don't, but I will anyway. You know when olden days, when there's two tribes or people at war... two groups of people at war, and you want to secure an alliance, you usually marry your daughter off to one of their sons.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? Like in the English medieval times, things like that.
Mm.
Obviously, this Mexican village are at war with the local alligator troop, which is a
gang of alligators.
Gang of alligators. Is that the correct term?
No, I don't think so.
Troop, I believe, troop. Will be there.
Okay.
So the troop's been taking them. Taking these Mexican villages whenever they go into their territory.
Yep.
Which, as you know, is the swamps, the rivers, and the golf courses.
Yeah.
Mexicans love golf. You don't know that. And trees. These alligators can climb trees. So they're everywhere. The mayor is like, okay, I'm going to have to wed one. I'll take it upon myself. I don't want my daughter smiling at a crocodile.
Yeah.
And he weds them to secure a truce for the village. Is it something like that, Alex?
Yeah, that is 100% correct.
It can't be.
It can't be.
I think the video will speak.
Okay.
Oh, there's a video.
Okay. I'll get it up.
You want to get it up?
Okay.
Yeah, you don't really need to.
Because I'm picturing a ceremony, alligator standing up somehow.
Yep.
Them holding hands. And then one half of the congregation is people and the other half is alligators.
Yep. There's a lot of alligators in suits. Like, yeah, because they just went to the Minions. Okay. What am I looking for? I'm looking for... Oh.
So is there a link here?
I don't see. Howdy, howdy, let's get rowdy. Yeah. What's that song? That's good. I should stream that.
Where can they stream it? What do they search?
Any music app ever. All bangers, no trash. Howdy, howdy, let's get rowdy. That's probably going to be your favorite, if I had to guess.
Oh, there's images.
No, there should be a video.
They put it in a dress, dude.
Oh, he did put it in a dress. It's got a veil on.
Kind of looks hot.
Yeah, she's a cute alligator.
Okay, video.
Well, like what I find is I find the female alligators cuter. And the male crocodiles are hotter. Do you know what I mean? Because female crocodiles are just a bit butch for me. Do you know what
That's
mean?
Fair.
But female alligators are like kind of a bit dainty too.
All right, here we go. I'm just ignoring you.
That would be so good for out of context, Tom and Frenchie. Oh, fuck. Hey, turn it down. Turn it down. So he's holding it like a baby. That's a small alligator.
He's kissing it and shit, dude.
Yeah, it's wearing a veil. He's wearing white.
The bandit's mouth shut so it doesn't use too much tongue.
Yeah, that's fair. Age-old ritual, dressing an alligator in a white wedding dress.
What do you mean, age-old?
And likely dates back to centuries to pre-Hispanic times. Yeah, to secure truce.
What the fuck is
that's a cute smile.
On?
She's got a cute smile, that alligator. Yeah, and that village is partying. That village
dude, he's
is
doing
fucking
a fucking
partying.
Waltz with that thing.
Oh, yeah. Well, what dance would you do with an alligator? You're not going to fucking break dance with it, bro.
Macarena.
Just a slow waltz. Macarena, yeah.
Mexican hat dance, you know, the
showing
classics.
Mexican hat dance. Right, that,
that
is...
I still don't understand. I'm not going to lie.
I'm not going to lie either. But I think all the weird news they would get from Australia, it's only fair we get a bit of weird shit from Mexico.
So, legally married?
Yeah, is it legally married? Can you give us some more facts? What was her name?
Little Princess. 7-year-old reptile.
Was that your nickname?
Seven.
You can't marry a 7-year-old alligator. At least make it legal age-wise.
Don't they live for hundreds of years?
Yeah,
as well?
That's so that younger. That's like that's three. Half.
Yeah.
What the fuck? No, actually, I think they live the same, don't they, alligators?
30 to 50 years.
Oh, okay. So that's about, it's about 14. So, I was waiting for you to say something.
It was too easy.
What do you think Pedestrian would write an article about this?
Oh, that's a great headline. Man marries alligator. They'll start off with the headline usually. In beautiful ceremony, and we stand. Could they work Pride Month in it somehow? Like, what's trending for them at the moment? What big moves do they need to hit? What would their first dance be? What do you reckon they sing? Crocodile Rock? Do you reckon is that their wedding song?
Yeah,
their first dance song? That's Elton John's song, by the way, guys. We referenced him twice this podcast, so that's not bad. Rocket Man, Rocket Man. What are some things they do at weddings? You have cutting the cake.
Do they reckon the alligator throws a bouquet over her shoulder and other alligators catch it?
Yeah,
and then they're like, "You're next."
They throw a chicken over their shoulder,
chicken.
Frozen chicken.
That is so weird, man. I love it.
Imagine being sat on the alligator's table. You'd be like, "Oh fuck." I hope they get the good meal that they want.
It better be the cool alligators, not the fucking cousins and rejects.
Yeah, the inbred alligators. I didn't even know there were alligators in Mexico. I never thought they were.
Too busy being homebodies. Yes,
there are.
House alligators.
You don't really think about Mexican animals that often, do you?
Mm.
If you had to say the three most common animals in Mexico, what are you picking?
Oh, top three, the cartel.
Well, what are the three... the cartel. What are the three most Mexican animals?
Oh...
Like, you know, in Australia, if you say, the three most Australian animals, you'd guess kangaroo, koala. Yeah.
I don't know.
And a fucking...
Burro.
Excuse me?
Burro donkey.
Oh, there we go. Yeah, donkey. Mm. Oh, from the shows. From the...
yeah. From the sex shows, yeah.
Burro. Dogs. I think they got a lot of dogs there.
I don't think you can claim that
you
as an animal.
You can claim the Mexican dog. The chihuahua.
Chihuahua, yeah.
The chihuahua.
That counts.
Can you please Google most Mexican animals? I'm actually interested. I've been to Mexico, guys. That's a fucking sick country in some parts, and then some parts you're dead.
Super scary.
You're dead. You're just already dead.
I'd love to go there for the food and alcohol. Not so much.
I only went to the most tourist part ever, Cancun. But then, because we were poor, it was when it was like 19, the backpacking trip. Mm. I didn't stay in like the hotel section where all the spring breakers stay. I stayed in like the locals' town, and we had to catch a bus in, and it wasn't ideal.
No, fuck that.
They did not like me. I thought they would because I was like blonde and sexy, great hair. But no, they thought I was American.
I definitely want to be in the bougie holidays.
Oh, yeah. Camps. But they were like, most of them were very nice. Most of them did. Like,
oh, yeah, normally.
But then they think you're American. Americans, like, because Americans just go to Cancun and get fucking hammered.
Oh, yeah.
And then just like.
Not like Australians.
But at least they tip. The worst part was I went to a nightclub. I didn't know you had to tip.
Oof.
It took him ages for him to like serve me again.
Yeah, it's not good.
Like, he was just staring at me. I'm like, hey, man, I know you understand me and you hear
You didn't
me.
Figure it out?
I was drunk already when I rolled in, bro.
Yeah.
So did you get up the most Mexican animals?
Spider monkey.
Well, I was going to do a family feud, but...
How's he meant to know that?
No. So spider monkey. Good, that's off the list. So what? How many on there? Are you going to give us 5 or 10 or 3?
3.
3, okay.
A bull of some kind.
Yes.
No.
Was any of the ones we mentioned before on the list?
Yes.
Okay, donkey.
That's not on
Chihuahua.
The list.
Chihuahua.
No, that's not.
Alligator.
No.
Fuck, we're already out. That was our three guesses. Yeah. What animals do we mention?
We were right with the dog.
There's dog!
Mexican hairless dog.
Yeah. Oh,
hairless dog.
Yeah, it looks weird.
Those hairless cats are fucked.
Mm.
Okay, so another we're missing one. Some one kind animal. Of tarantula type thing. Oh. That's not really an animal, is it?
No, I think that's an arachnid.
Idiot. stupid, Tom.
What you got to, you kind of got to reverse engineer this. So Mexicans like soccer, football, and they like, what's their favorite food? It's like enchiladas.
Yeah, tacos.
Tacos and stuff. What animals would be most attracted to tacos? I'm thinking bird. I'm thinking a bird. Yeah, because they're going to get those taco scraps. Is it a type of bird?
I see what you're
saying. Sure, there's a bird here.
It's yes, okay.
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 It's an ostrich.
It's a seagull.
It's a one of those fucking evil ones. The vulture.
Yeah, vulture. Final answer.
Yep.
Yeah?
No.
Oh, what the fuck? He's a hard man to read. You should play poker.
Just tell us the other ones. He's a very hard man to read.
I can't even pronounce it. It's Q-U-E-T-Z-A-L. Quetzal.
Oh, the Quetzal. That's Quetzal. A Pokemon. I think that's a type of Pokemon.
No, it's a type of pretzel. It's just a bit wet.
We're on the right track with food, then.
And the Axolotl.
Axolotl. Yeah, from Mexico. There you go.
A fish.
It's one of these ones.
Isn't it like a salamander fish? The ones that can walk and shit as well? Oh, yeah, cool looking. Well, shout out to all our Mexican listeners.
Arriba.
Arribadachi.
Hola. I was just going to say hola, but yeah, arriba as well. Hope you've been enjoying it from Mexico City or wherever you're based.
Wave.
Oh, I'm just doing their traditional wave. Well done, Tom.
So dumb.
It's good. Well, we've got to cover every country on this podcast. We've gone through a lot of them. Started playing Flaggle. Have you ever played that?
Flaggle.
It's like Wordle. You know, that was like a craze for like a minute. And then the guy smartly sold it. Flaggle's like that, but you're guessing like from a flag. They give you like a square of a flag. Like, let's say...
So just one square of it?
No, there's six squares of the flag. And you guess a flag. Let's say I guess Australia. They'll be like, wrong. And then they'll flash up the bottom right-hand corner and it'll be like green or some shit. And they'll say 3,000 miles away to the right is where the next one is. And so you're going to guess like a new one.
Right. Mm. That's cool.
Just something with my brain I do because I'm just like always trying to use it.
So smart. Tell what we should do. We should all have like school projects once in a while. Where we've got to bring like, remember in school how you'd have like a big piece of cardboard and you'd be like, my country is Italy. It'll be like Italy and then you'll have facts.
Yeah.
We should have like homework once in a while where we've got to go away and find facts that we find interesting.
Well, we just did homework on air, finding Mexico's animals. Yeah. So do we want to learn more about Mexico? Is that our homework?
No, it's got to be a new country.
Oh, new country. Okay. Well, that's what's good. When we get kids, we'll be able to bring in their projects and just fucking roast them. Unless I help them with it, and then I'm not going to roast them. Be like, oh, this is a good one.
Yeah, this is actually
But if they do them themselves, I'll be like, oh, lol, no good. That's how they think this is spelled. Look how they're pronouncing mirror. Yeah.
Idiot.
That's good.
What's next?
We can move on to some fan submissions. We this is from a long time ago, but Luke and Lewis both did a little fan submissions.
Luke and Lewis. Congratulations to Luke and Lewis, by the way. Their podcast just came to an end. They did.
Why are you saying congratulations?
Well, that's such a great run. I think they almost did 200 episodes, didn't they?
They did over 200.
Yeah, it's awesome. Mm. We were on it. I was on it a couple of times. I don't know if Tom was.
I was on once.
Tom was on once. So they're moving on, doing other things. So that was an awesome podcast. They might get it back if you do like listening. They might do it again one day, but they're both busy doing something else. So I don't think what they left us is related to their podcast, but we'll see. What, did they both leave us separately or was it at the same time?
Separate.
Okay, yeah. Sick. Who's first?
Oh, God.
Who's first?
Just wait. I'm just trying to...
Yeah, you have to scroll down a fair bit.
Lewis got fucking braces. He got an operation. Did you see that?
No.
So yeah, it's brutal.
He's got to fix his like breathing. So he's got to... Like, had to do two operations to fix his jaw and his breathing and his teeth or some shit, so.
Okay, where should I start?
Which one is it?
So, we've heard from...
We want Luke and Lewis's one. Is it in the...
Yeah.
What's it called?
It will just be Luke and Lewis, like, their names individually.
How far down is it?
A fair whack down.
Oh, okay.
Oh, fair whack. Fair bunger.
Next page. Right. So just keep yourself amused.
Yeah, guys, just now's your time to have a little break. I feel like we went full throttle for the first 45 minutes. So get yourself a little coffee, a little Gatorade, a little beer, a little bong, whatever you want. Strap yourself in. This ain't over.
Months ago?
This ain't over.
So there's one that just said Luke. It's not that one. Should be Luke and Lewis.
Try it.
It could just be just Luke. He said, because Luke did one and Lewis did one for us, I believe. Which is thoughtful of them. I appreciate that. Do you have an estimated date?
Oh, Lewis, I found it 3 months ago, then Luke 3 months ago.
Oh, beautiful. Okay. Who's better to do first, Alex?
Luke put his first, so start with that.
Yeah.
Okay, what do you got, Kidgel?
I'm Luke Kidgel. The only thing I'll eat is year nines.
I think you're allowed to kiss a 16-year-old on the stomach.
Oh, my gosh.
The people on Patreon are the only reason why I fuck year nine kids. And that's where I came up with the idea.
What?
It'd just be like a class where you get in there, so you do like some English in the morning, maths, humanities, and then after lunch, you just fuck year nine kids. I should teach the class, actually.
Luke.
I should be Professor Fuck Kids.
Oh, wow.
That was a great
Luke
edit.
Luke Kidgel.
What are you... Dude, just, you really like year nine kids.
Thanks for leaving us a message, but bro, just send that to the cops, not us, man.
Yeah, that's...
Wow. Just when he's blowing up, he's dropping that. He could be cancelled or they could stand. We don't know how pedestrians are going to think about this.
And we're here for it.
We're not here for it.
Sure which side it'll fall.
I don't know how I feel about it.
Let's hear Lewis.
Let's go, Lewis.
Special message from Lewis Spears.
This is me, Lewis Spears, telling you if there's a rape allegation, I did, by the way. Sorry. That's a lie. I don't feel bad at all. In fact, I still think it's funny. It was a great experience, and I think I came across well. I love my job, but fuck, I hate black people. I will be purchasing slaves, all right? I would like to bring the slaves back, you know? You got to make black people work for you and not pay them.
Oh, my God, Lewis. Can you believe Lewis Spears?
2022, Lewis. You couldn't do that in 1950, bro. What the fuck?
I wasn't expecting that.
I guess we know why their podcast broke up now.
There's a lot going on with
those guys.
Man, we make jokes about bad things, but I think they're out there doing it.
Yeah, they're doing it. They rang up to tell us that. Wow. Luke and Lewis, please respond. That
might be on Daily Mail, man.
Yeah, I think Daily Mail would be picking that up. Wow. Which would they report on first?
No, they're both pretty bad.
They're both very bad. Yeah. I would say very.
Yeah, they're very, yeah.
Okay, so
that was a bit of fun.
Internet comedians, famous comedians, Lewis Spears and Luke Kidgel.
Just comment on their podcast if you got a problem with that.
Yeah, just comment if you... see him and
if you see them, let them know you heard what they said and
yeah,
there we go.
Wow. What's next, Alex?
I've got a conundrum.
Yeah, let's hear it.
Should I hit the sting?
I've got one ball.
Tom and French's conundrum of the week.
Okay, so this one is from a Redditor, Hank Hill. He asks, how do I tell my girlfriend politely that I think she talks too much?
Yeah, because you'd have to stop talking for you to be able to tell her. So yeah, that's already a problem.
That's a chicken and egg situation, isn't it?
Okay.
All right. Do you want me to give you a bit more information?
No. I got a little bit more information. Okay.
So we've been together for years and have a fantastic relationship. Okay. But I just think she talks too much.
Yep.
Whether it be trying to carry a conversation during TV shows
while
I'm on the phone or simply just wanting to talk the whole drive somewhere.
Oh.
Sometimes I think to myself, just shut up. How do I respectfully bring it up in conversation without harming the relationship?
This is the sort of person who one day just snaps.
Oh, my God.
And just machetes a whole fucking movie theater full of Gru's and minions. Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
This has been going on for 3 years and you haven't mentioned it. You're on the phone and she's talking at you? That's torture.
Yeah.
And TV shows, I pause it. As soon as my girlfriend starts talking to me, I pause it. I'll be like, okay, what do you want to talk about? She's like, no, you can keep going. I'm like, yeah, well, then I'm going to miss a plot line, aren't I?
So aggressive.
And who's going to fill you up in on this plot line later?
Fill
you in on the plot line? Me. And how can I fill you in if I've missed this plot line because you ask me what we're going to eat 3 days from now?
Who sent this in?
My girl doesn't talk to me. But like on the drive too, are you not comfortable enough you can just chill?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Sounds like a chatty person. I mean, maybe you're just not with the right one.
But if he's on the phone having different conversation.
You just have to communicate. When I'm on the phone to someone else. There's someone on the other line of this thing. Maybe she doesn't know how phones work. She thinks she thinks he's talking to her. I mean, poor girl.
She can't see the phone. Okay.
Hello. Hello.
He always talks to me with his hand around.
So you're on the phone.
Okay.
But I think you're on the phone. You're talking to me.
Okay. Okay. Do I acknowledge you or I just ignore you? I just
keep going. Ignore me, yeah.
Yo, Justin, how you going?
My name's Tom.
How's that calendar coming along, bro?
What calendar? I guess we're up to July now.
Well, you better get cooking, man. What sexy poses are you going to do? You going to do any Robert Irwin or? Yeah, cool. Swimsuit? You thinking swimsuit?
I didn't bring my
swimsuit.
I can
get you a one piece.
Okay, I'll wear
can
it.
Can you fucking stop talking, you dumb bitch? Sorry, that was still to Justin.
That's yeah, like, it reminds me of that fucking YouTuber I used to really find his shit funny where he'd do airport phone crashing. So what he'd do is someone would be on their phone and he'd be responding to them but pretending he's on the phone. And when they'd call him out, he'd be like, sorry, I'm on the phone.
That's so really funny. Confused. I did see that.
It was so
that.
Funny. Like, he got
it's
people so good.
So clever.
They'd be like, what are you doing for dinner? He's like, oh, I don't know what I'm doing for dinner. I'm just thinking about it. And they'd be like, sorry, are you talking to me? And he's like, no, I'm on the phone.
I'm on the phone. You don't idiot. Be rude.
Like, make them feel rude. Dumb.
Yeah, it tastes good.
I don't know. What do you reckon, Alex? You're a more level-headed human.
Yeah, just not the right one.
Yeah,
move on.
No, but if he's been going fine for 3 years, or you think it's just the first relationship he could get, and he's like, she'll stop talking, she'll calm down, and she never did. He's like, but also, at some point when you date someone long enough, the things he found good about them initially can become annoying.
Yeah, like maybe she was good, maybe he didn't talk as much,
yeah,
and she talked a lot.
He could relax, and now it's like, oh, I...
You're just hating everything.
Yeah, I've got a mad headache all the time.
Yeah.
But don't you think, okay, I don't want to harp on the TV movie situation.
Oh, yeah, it's annoying.
There should be some sort of etiquette. I don't know.
Oh, speaking of.
And I don't want to turn it into a gender thing, but generally, I'm the one who wants to actually listen to what's going on.
I don't think it's a gender thing.
It's with the girls I've been seeing.
Because my mum does it, but also Tonya's dad does it.
Tonya's dad does it.
Like, they just ask questions like, who's he? And you're like, watch and find out. My mum, we watched the most recent episode of The Boys with, and it was ridiculous. Because she hasn't watched any of it. She's like, oh, I'll just put it on, whatever. And then she was like, who the hell is that guy? And she'd be like, does he have hairy hands? We're like, mum, he's wearing black gloves. He doesn't have hairy hands. She was just asking the most obscure questions.
Obscure questions.
But it was like, I knew she'd be annoying, so it was just funny. Mm. She was just like, oh, what's going on here? Just the whole fucking show.
Yeah. Yeah, but so in retrospect, if we're going to answer this question properly, how does he get her to stop talking? Snap. Every now and then, just fucking snap. They love that. No, but just yelling. Yeah, just yelling. Say, shut the fuck up.
Well, I think if they're talking...
fucking second. Yeah. Give me a minute apiece. Or mask and tape. No, duct tape.
Wow.
Mm. You duct tape your own mouth shut. Or your ears shut.
Okay.
Then what's she going to do? Hey, you can obviously not respond to one. Then she's going to realize, I'm just talking to myself here.
And he's not even listening to the show, so he can't explain it to me.
And also, I saw this in a movie, if you fall in love with someone, you start to mirror their behavior without noticing subconsciously. Ooh. So if she loves him, she'll stop talking too. She doesn't know. We already know that.
Maybe he needs a mute girl.
Oh, Click. The remote from Click. Oh, no, sorry. No. So you're... okay.
A girl who can't talk.
I went to the Adam Sandler movie.
Mm.
I think he needs a girl with a stutter, so it takes her longer to get things out.
Mm.
Then she went, so a girl who can't talk. Okay, I like this, Tom. No, he's a quiet dude. Next relationship, he wants to be like, oh, a quiet girl. Where would one meet a mute girl?
Oh, no.
Come on, Alex, say it.
Maybe at the library?
Maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
Because they were like, shh, and she was like, forever.
Yeah. No, that was like, I was like a serious question. I was like, well, let's say you want to meet.
They probably have. groups.
Websites, yeah.
Facebook groups.
You can meet anything on the right website.
Mm, chat rooms.
There's a furry convention coming up we're half thinking of going to. Speaking of, you can meet anything. Anyone, I should say. They're people who dress as furry animals.
Frenchie just wants to go to the after parties.
Yeah.
He wants a little fucking goanna cock in him.
Yeah, it's like Animal Farm. Oof.
He wants to fuck a
kid. Stop saying goanna. We did this on the drive here. He's like, oh, if I go to the fairy convention, what if I dress as a goanna?
I didn't say goanna.
What would you say?
I think I said...
You said lizard.
Yeah, that's not a goanna.
Okay, you said lizard. Goanna's a type of lizard, doesn't matter. He's like, because then can I dress as a lizard to the furry convention? Because technically they're not furry. They're an animal, but... Mm-hmm. They got scaly skin.
Mm-hmm.
Thoughts on that, Alex?
It's pretty subversive.
Hmm.
I'm for it.
Stan?
I stand.
Is there another Hemsworth brother?
Oh, yeah. And his name's Frenchie.
All right. How long have we been going
for? Let's move on.
We've been going for 1 hour and 5 minutes.
Let's do a prank call.
Oh, yes.
What do we want to do?
Do we have an intro to get into it? The fuck segment of the week?
Oh, yeah.
Else?
Tom and French's fucked segment of the week.
So for this fuck segment, we actually got our inspiration from a post on Facebook that went viral. Pretty good for us. I saw a pop up on mine. There was a guy called Josh who wrote to Domino's Australia. On their public wall, so we can talk about it. He wrote on their public page. It's obviously not a secret. And it was the funniest fucking message I've ever seen. He wrote to Domino's Facebook page, "Hi there. My woman is on her period, so she's extra moody. She ordered pizza tonight, and because it didn't come with the deep pan crust and olives she put down on the order, I'm the biggest dog in Kempsey. I didn't even make it. You guys did. You know, I'm still a motherfucker who doesn't know her at all."
That's so funny. You can see it happening.
You can see it happening. It's so good.
That's so frustrating.
So we thought we'd ring Domino's Australia, one of the Domino's in Australia, and use that as inspiration.
Mm-hmm. Let's do it.
I think I'd like to be the woman, if that's all right.
So I'm the guy.
Yeah, you start up.
Fuck.
Hello, Domino's East, brother. How can I help you?
Hey, brother. I've just ordered some pizza, and it's actually come back. There's no olives on it. My missus is going to town.
Is that fucking them?
Sorry. She's gone crazy. Yeah, she's on her period, so she's a bit moody.
I'm not on my fucking period. I just wanted a deep pan crust and olives. Is that too much to ask?
Sorry, she's losing her mind. Yeah, can you tell her that it wasn't my fault?
Thanks for holding. Shouldn't be too long.
We get it. No one loves being on hold. A Domino's team member will be with you shortly.
But let's take this opportunity to puff your order with the new perfectly puffy, deliciously creamy vanilla custard puff roll.
And the mouth-watering pepperoni puff roll. Woo! I don't know how you picked. It's too hard to choose.
No. I don't think I can stand
on. Okay, well, let's bring a different Domino's with a different idea.
All right, you're going first.
Yeah, I'll go first.
Too much pressure.
I'll go.
I'm ringing them in Perth. All right, here we go. Another one in Perth. Yeah, Hopefully it's not the same guy. Attitude.
Hello, sorry. Is this Domino's?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd love to order 2 boxes of Domino's. Thanks.
What pizza?
2 boxes of Domino's. My grand's come around for a game and I don't have enough, so I thought I'd get 2 just in case we lose one from the first box of Domino's.
Maybe get 3 Domino's.
3 Domino's? No, they're in boxes. They're not separate Domino's.
Okay, 2 will
2 boxes,
fine.
Please, of Domino's.
Yeah, it's each $1.
Each $1 for a box of Domino's?
Yeah.
Yeah, perfect. I'm in. Yep.
Thank you.
Thank you.
you can come here and pick up.
Yeah, no problem. I'll fucking be there. I'll be there straight up.
Bro, what did she say when she answered that call? I have
no idea.
I couldn't pick out a single word.
Oh, I think she was looking at Robert Irwin.
Fucking just damping it up.
Oh my goodness. Yeah, she was loving her own meat. That was meat lovers. She was what the falling fuck was like that? A domino. She was barbecuing yeah. her chicken. What the fuck was going on? Holy shit. Let's bring another one. It's your turn, Alex. No, nah, we'll do another one. Don't worry about it. You don't have to, Alex. You don't get paid enough for that. You get paid more than us, but not enough for that.
All right, here we go.
I'm going to speak. This is Jacqueline for you.
Hey, man, I was just calling. Have you seen that new photo shoot with Robert Irwin?
Pardon? Sorry, can you say again?
There's a new photo shoot in Stella magazine with Robert Irwin, and he is too tasty.
Are you ordering for a pizza, sir?
Pizza.
It's Domino's pizza.
Oh, sorry. Pizza. Sorry, I thought this was my mom.
All good, sir.
Happy birthday, man. Bye.
Yeah, no, bye.
Happy birthday, man. Okay, we can do one more.
Oh, Perth is getting roasted. These are all just Perth.
Domino's, how can I help you? Hello.
Hello, how you going? Sorry, I was busy. You guys deliver, yeah?
Sorry?
Do you guys deliver?
Yep.
Beautiful. Tomorrow I've got my second cousin's funeral and I do not want to be there. And they say it's going to be a vegan food at the wake. And I'm like, no fucking way am I eating that fucking tofu shit. You know what I'm saying here? So I like to order just...
No, that's right.
What?
Yeah.
I would like...
What time you want?
Yeah. 11 a.m. I would need to order like just the meatiest pizzas ever. They're vegetarian, vegan. So I'm like, let's roll in with like 9 meat lovers, Domino pizzas. Start fucking throwing at them. Say, you have a fucking vegetarian wake on my fucking...
Yeah, motherfucker, I have everything, okay? Motherfucker, what do you want, motherfucker? Okay?
Come to store,
motherfucker, and I will give you all of them everything, okay?
I appreciate that, motherfucker.
Dude, he started going ham on you, dude.
I thought it was the same dude. That's why I started laughing at the start.
He did sound like the same. Dude, he started roasting
Why'd you join in? I had him.
Dude, he was roasting
you. Well, I think what happened was he could only understand my fuck bomb, so he thought I was being rude, but I was just trying to get some pizzas for a fucking wake.
Dude, he went full like, when you start giving it to call center people and they start like, oh, fuck your mother and stuff?
Indians say fuck in a cute way. You think, motherfucker? I thought it was cool, man.
Nah, it was pretty cute.
I thought we were friends. I didn't know if he was being like angry or like.
What do you mean?
I thought it was like, motherfucker.
He's like, motherfucker, you
come
down
there. I'll get you your pizzas, mother. I was like, yeah, I will come down there to get the pizzas if you're not going to deliver. I got a wake I need to go to.
Oh, shout out Domino's.
Shout out Domino's. Thank you for being there.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Telephone.
Oh, shit. That's late. It's my booker. My booker ringing.
Oh. Mm. Booga booga.
Yeah, that was fun. Maybe we'll ring Pizza Hut next time.
Yeah, spread the love.
It's good to ring the fast foods. At least they pick up.
Yeah. I mean, that one, last one, he really... interesting. Strange take from him.
Yeah, I don't see what was so offensive about it. Is he vegan? I've had a death in the family. My second cousin.
He is vegetarian.
Which I didn't even get into my inbred jokes, which I was going to. I had a lot to come. And how they were going to die was going to be from eating meat. So that's why I was going to be even funny. It was heart disease.
When you started, I thought you were going to do the old joke where you go, do you deliver? And they go, yes. And you go, okay, 2 livers, thanks.
Oh, that's... fucking great.
So shit.
No, what I was thinking, I wanted to think like, what's the weirdest place we could get them to deliver a pizza? So I wanted to see if they'd deliver it to a vegan funeral. I was like, will you deliver meat lovers pizza to a vegan funeral? That's double inappropriate. And he just motherfucking me. He channeled Samuel Jackson and just went ham. There's too many motherfucking snakes on this motherfucking plane. He's really started going.
He's had a bad day.
He's had a bad day. He needs to marry an alligator. He needs to relax.
All right, guys. Thanks for listening.
Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed it, support us on the Patreon as usual, guys. We've got the if you're Sydney based, we've got the Patreon only drinks coming up next Saturday week.
Yeah, what
Saturday
day?
Of the week? 15th. I believe it's the 16th or the 15th.
16th.
Whichever one's the Saturday.
We'll put details in.
We'll put details in the Discord on the Patreon. And then we've got some other things we're gonna be doing. And check out All Bangers No Trash.
Yeah.
And check out Buzz Lightyear and the Minions. Two great movies.
See ya.